Here's a thought I'll title, Hyperfocal Distance is Your Friend. Now, for those of you who don't know, and there probably are a few of you, hyperfocal distance is sort of, it's a nice compromise focusing distance between the aperture and the distance from the camera and the infinity objects, so that you can try to get as much in focus or comfortably in focus as you possibly can. And in the old days, in the film days, there were hyperfocal distance marks on the lens. So if you were set at f8, you knew that if you focused at 6 or 8 feet or some such thing, that infinity would also be comfortably in focus at f8. And every lens had its hyperfocal lengths marked on the lens. For some reason, they don't do that in digital photography. Maybe it's the fly-by-wire focusing. I'm not sure why, but it has disappeared from most new lenses. And that's too bad, because it's a really terrific technique. Because my lenses don't have it, however, I went on a search for an alternative, and I've been using now for quite a while, a couple years, something called Depth of Field Simulator, DOF Simulator. It's an app on my smartphone, and I can put in my lens, the focal length I'm using it at, the aperture that I'm using at, and it will tell me what the hyperfocal distance is. So I'll be able to know when I focus on something whether or not infinity is in focus, or how far behind the subject will still appear to be sharply focused. So if you like using hyperfocal distance, a lot of street photographers live and die by hyperfocal distance, and it's not on your current digital lenses, try the DOF Simulator app, and you'll find it's a really slick way to calculate exactly what your hyperfocal distance is for every lens and aperture combination.